Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin. Good morning.
Ascot Nation, baby. Good morning. Good morning, Tom. Good morning. A couple days ago, we talked about the Parent Plus student loan program with Johnny Taylor, head of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And, of course, lots of parents, HBCU parents, have been talking about this. Text Tom Club as well. And so this morning, we are talking with Education Secretary Arne Duncan about this program, the changes that were made to it, and where does it stand. He joins us right now. Secretary Duncan, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. Good morning, Tom. Thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem. This is this particular program, and talking with Johnny, HBCU presidents and others, they say some 14,600 HBCU students were unable to return to school in the fall as a result of changes to this program. And this has brought a lot of concern in that community, but it goes beyond just HBCU parents. So, first of all, the program, the changes were made in dealing with the credit scores. Why were those changes made, and did your department make a mistake in not really communicating these changes to folks at large?
Yeah, let me sort of step back and talk about more broadly what we're doing at HBCUs than specifically answer your question, Roland. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to support HBCUs. And I've said repeatedly, we need them not just to survive, but to thrive. And if we're going to hit the president's goal of leading the world in college graduation rates by 2020, HBCUs have to play a huge role there. Big picture, we've done a lot to try and increase resources to HBCUs. Pell Grants to students were about $488 million in 2007. Those are up to $996 million in 2011. Student loan programs went from about $1.7 billion to $2.7. Title III money that goes direct to institutions went from about $295 million to $383. So we're trying to do everything we can to continue to support. On the Parent Plus specifically, there was no reinterpretation of the rules. We always are required to look at adverse credit. We announced that in October 2011 to financial aid office, communicate that at the highest levels to presidents. I've done a lot of personal outreach, as has my staff. And where the big thing for your listeners to understand is where young people had these loans in the past and were denied, we can absolutely reconsider them. We've reconsidered many. And if I could, I'd like to give out a phone number.
Sure.
We staff like 12 hours a day. That number is 1-800-557-7394. And I'll give it again, 1-800-557-7394. We also have a website, studentaid.gov. And if students or families have any questions, please call. And again, where people have had this, we've had the loans reinstalled with sometimes been 6 minutes on the phone.
One of the concerns that I, in terms of doing the research on the story, is that a lot of parents, that the default rate was significant because this program has no cap in terms of loans. Was that also part of the concern?
It is a concern, and this is what we have to try and do, Roland, and all this stuff. We have to try and balance the interest of students, of institutions, the HBCUs themselves and other colleges, of families and of taxpayers. And the fact that these aren't capped, there are some groups out there who are big advocates for students who actually want us to eliminate the program because they think it's a little bit too similar to the subprime mortgage stuff with houses. And so we have to try and get this right, and we need to continue to talk with folks from the community, folks on the Hill, CBC and other members of Congress, to figure out what's the sweet spot here. And this is just one program. Obviously, there are others. We're committed to the program, but we don't want to, put families in a financial situation they can't recover from. That's not right. The other thing people should realize is that if somehow they're denied a PLUS loan, they are automatically qualified, automatically eligible for $4,000 in federal Stafford loans, which is a different program that actually has a better interest rate and more flexible repayment options. But at the end of the day, we have to continue to make college more accessible and more affordable. And where Johnny Taylor and others are working so hard, and they're absolutely right, is where young people had access to this money and then lost it, we can reconsider, we can try and bring them back in, and we really, we desperately want them to reach out to us so that we can get them back in school. We had many students re-enroll for second semester mm-hmm. who came out for whatever reason the first, but now as we go into the fall, we want to plan and make sure that they're back in school and getting those degrees.
Okay, hey, Secretary Duncan, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
And you know how I feel about HBCUs, and I appreciate everything that you and the president have done so far.
You've done an extraordinary job, and thanks right back at you.
Okay, but here we are, the situation where we've got some 15,000 HBCU students who are not back in school because of this program, and we have professors being furloughed because they're not coming back to school. My HBCUs, most of them, more than 90% of their enrollment is depending on student loans. And when you don't give us the student loans, you're essentially shutting down the institution.
Yeah. Well, again, we're students. I just want to repeat, where students had the loans, we desperately want to get to them. We've called, we've emailed, universities have reached out. And again, if folks can call us at that number, 1-800-557-7394, we desperately want to get them back into school. And anyone who is out and was denied, please reach out. Please call us. Again, we've done, lots of calls, lots of emails. Universities have as well. But I'm right with you, Tom. They have to get back into school.
But you have bureaucracy, too. So how quick of a turnaround are we talking about for them to get back?
So again, literally, we've had people who have been approved within 6 minutes, literally, on the phone.
What's the number again?
1-800-557-7394. And again, we have multiple grants and loan programs.
Yep.
And just repeat, for whatever reason, if they are denied the PLUS loan, they are automatically eligible for these Stafford loans, $4,000, which actually have a better interest rate and more flexible payment options, repayment options. And so we want to work with every young person, every family, to make college more accessible, more affordable. And the big point is, the goal, as you guys know so well, is not to go to college. The goal is to graduate, to get that diploma.
Now, how many people you got? You got man in this phone line, because I'm getting ready to blow it up.
Have them call. Start at 8 o'clock Eastern time, and we'll take those calls. And we want to meet people more than halfway. And if they were enrolled and came out, we have to find a way to get them re-enrolled.
If they can't get through, is there a website? Is there a web address that they can
studentaid.gov. And I would encourage all your listeners, we have multiple grants, multiple loans. We didn't talk yet about what we've done on the back end to make the repayments much easier. So programs like Pay As You Own, cap your repayment plans at 10% of your monthly income. And if you go into public services, you become a teacher or, whatever, and we know how many fantastic teachers are coming out of HBCUs. Mm-hmm. After 10 years of public service, all your debt is erased. So there's so much information on that website, studentaid.gov. We want to help on the front end, but we want to really help on the back end as well once folks graduate and are entering the world of work.
All right, Secretary. Education Secretary Arne Duncan, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Have a great morning.
How's your brackets?
Yeah.
He hung up on that one.
Yeah.